The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nuggets. We're now approaching the end of chapter 2 of 1 Peter. We're looking at this, an amazing book of 1 Peter. And it's my feeling that once we've finished 1 Peter, we're going to dive straight into 2 Peter. But right now we're at verse 24, and what I thought I'd do, since I'm going to the USA tomorrow, and therefore there won't be a live show for the next 7 working days. The next live show will be on the 11th of March, but until then, what I thought I would do is I would join 24 and 25 together so we can finish out 2 Peter, 1 Peter and the second chapter. So this is what these verses say. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. By his wounds, you are healed. Once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross, so that we can be dead to sin and live for what is right. Beloved, that is what he did on the cross at Calvary. We sometimes don't even look at that. We just mention the fact that Christ died for our sins. We know that. We know that Christ died for our sins. We know that on the cross 2,000 years ago, he shed his blood for you and I, so that we can go to the Father and be reconciled through Jesus Christ. Now, that is the fact. But Peter has taken this a stage further, beloved. And I think he's referring here to Isaiah and the 53rd chapter. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross. Peter is saying that our sins were carried not only by the Lord, but inside the Lord. And that is why we see that he was disfigured in Isaiah 53. In actual fact, I want to pop along to Isaiah 53 real quick, and we can see exactly what it's saying here. He was despised in verse 3 and rejected, a man of sorrows, acquainted with deepest grief. We turned our backs on him and looked the other way. He was despised and we didn't care. It goes on to say, yet it was our weaknesses he carried. It was our sorrows that weighed him down. And we thought his troubles were a punishment from God, a punishment for his own sins. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so that we could be whole. He was whipped so that we could be healed. He was oppressed and treated harshly, yet he never said a word. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep is silent before the shearers, he did not open his mouth. Unjustly condemned, he was led away. No one cared that he died without descendants, that his life was cut short in midstream. But he was struck down for the rebellion of my people. He had done no wrong and had never deceived anyone. But he was buried like a criminal. He was put in a rich man's grave. But it was the Lord's good plan to crush him and cause him grief. Beloved, look at what this is saying. It's incredible, actually. It really is amazing. He was oppressed and treated harshly. Look at that. And yet he never said a word. You see, beloved, we know now that he carried our sin inside of him. right inside of him. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we could be dead to sin. That was the reason for it, so that we could be dead to sin and put an end to the sinful ways of our lives. And we could live for what is right. And then there's another direct quote. By his wounds we were healed, beloved. We have been healed by his wounds. Now, a lot of people think that that means physical healing. Well, I believe it does mean physical healing, but a lot of times I believe it means spiritual healing. Beloved, if you're looking for spiritual healing now, if you're looking for your life to be right with the Lord Jesus Christ, look no other place than right here. Right here in this scripture. Because it's speaking to you now. The Lord God Almighty is talking into your very heart right now, right at this moment. By the Lord Jesus' wounds, we have been healed. By the Lord Jesus' stripes on his back, you are being healed spiritually of that which troubles you. Peter goes on to say in verse 25, once you were like sheep who wandered away, but now you have turned to your shepherd, the guardian of your souls. You see, what you have done by saying to the Lord Jesus, come into my heart and make me brand new. Let me have a brand new start, Lord. What you have done by doing that, what you have done by inviting the Lord into your life to make you brand new, is to say, take away all of my sin. And I believe in you, Almighty God. And I believe in you, Lord Jesus. And I know that what you did on the cross for me 2,000 years ago will never leave me. It will always be here, because by your stripes you have healed my inner body. You have taken away all of this sin inside me, and you have made me into a brand new person. Do you know what I want to do right now? This is very unusual that I do this. But what I want to do right now is do something rather wonderful. And I want you to invite you right now to make a declaration. Right now, maybe you gave your heart to the Lord many, many, many years ago. Maybe you gave your heart to the Lord 3 weeks ago. It makes no difference. It does not matter. But what I want us to do now, corporately and together, and I'm going to do it too, I want us to renew our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because I think it would be a wonderful thing to do. Because on top of asking the Lord into our lives anew, right now, right here, there is spiritual renewal. Yeah, I'll say that word again. Spiritual renewal. That word is here. That word is right now. And that word is here to stay. We are going to be spiritually renewed as we recommit our hearts to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we receive his glory, and we sense his love as it pours down on us. It's going to be so, so good. Let's do that together right now. Just say these words right after me now. Just say this. Heavenly Father, I come before you now in adoration of who you are and what you have done in my life. I ask you now, Lord, to forgive me of all of this sin in my life. I ask you, Father, to wash me clean with your sacred blood. Come into my life, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart and make me a brand new person. And I promise you, I will follow you for the rest of my life. Renew me now, Lord, spiritually, deeply. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Let's go on with worship now. This is beautiful. This is the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir on Worship Radio 247 online. And this is I Need You Once Again.
Decisions must be made. And now I have a choice.